and then carried me to the bathroom and stayed up there and waited till I got through. And then they got me up off, after I got up off the stool. And they said, did you feel like you want to sit up a little while? So they carried me out in the hall where the other doctors was taking the other ones x-rays, you know. Didn't have to lay them down. They just had them going in the room. But I was in bed, just like the rest of them was all out.
When did that happen?
That must have been... ain't hardly a month good yet, I don't think. And the man had sent me a form, and yeah, it ain't just about a month, because it ain't just about a month now. But he sent me a form and told me to take it to my doctor and let the doctor fill it out. But I was this last month then. And I see that's November. Yeah, well, I got the check. I got the check, so he said, he called me. He said, I'm sending you a check. I said, okay. So so sure enough, he sent me the check and had me all my receipts, you know, together, what the doctor had charged me to. And I went up to the office, just checked me all over. So there was a check, $150 I got. And said, he told me, said, it wasn't hardly any of them sent them for me. There's a few of them. So when I saw that, he didn't say a word to me about nothing, about they got what they got in them. I didn't say nothing about them. And I told Miss Owens and Miss Tent about it. But she said, well, don't tell nobody about it. They're none of them business. They ain't told me nothing. So now Christmas coming on. I don't look like having no friends out there. It looks like they don't deal with me somehow. They don't even grin with me, like. But they don't deal like they do to others. So yesterday when I went, I haven't been out there since yesterday. I went yesterday Friday. And I look like they're all glad to see me. And it looked like kind of funny, so I went on over the table and sit there by my called me, begging for me to come over there to her table. And I was, when you came in, I was sitting to her table. That's what she do me. She said, I'm glad to see you. They was all glad, both of them was glad to see me. I thought I was glad to see y'all too. I was thinking about giving it up first of the year, because they're getting ready to charge you for your dinner, 50 cents. Didn't have no milk there yesterday, didn't have but 30 there yesterday. They've been having 47 in the morning, but now didn't have but 30, they say. And they charge you now for a nickel for the cup of coffee. And go charge, that's what they're doing now, charging you a nickel for the coffee. And next, the first of the year, they're going to charge you 50 cents for your dinner. So some of them say they ain't going. So I said, well, my grocery bill is high every month. I had to buy food, me and my daughter both. And I said, I can't spare that. And then I had to pay $85 on this, on that aluminum out there. That's cost me a whole lot right there. That whole check of mine, and I don't all of that. And then my insurance, I got to pay that. And then my drugstore bill, that's around about $10 a month there. And you know that goes. And no food is so high now.
Yeah.
You can't hardly eat nothing now. It's awful. And you don't know what the how to buy in the stores, because if you don't have the milk money, to pay for the thing, all of them what you get, that's it.
Yeah. Tell me about, say if you wanted to go fishing for freshwater fish, where would people go?
Well, we'd go down Gulf Beach. Either, let me see where that other beach, I used to go down, most down here, myself.
What if you wanted? Beach. Freshwater fish.
Go on. What's that? It's where the, that's good. What you call that other walk down there? Power Fox walk or something? That's where I go, like.